the unchangeable God. And I was reading this scripture. This is what the Lord gave me after reading Hebrews 13 and 8.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. This says Jesus Christ, and we say the unchangeable God, but we know that Jesus and God are one. Jesus is the Son of God with the same qualities that God Almighty has. The unchangeable God. When we look in the scriptures, we see so many good things that Jesus did while he was here and what God did. But he's the same. He has the same power that he did then. We talked about, I think it was last week or one of the weeks, we talked about how that the Israelites were leaving, they left Egypt. And then the Egyptians came and decided they wanted to take them back. So they got to the Red Sea. They had the Red Sea in front of them. They had the Egyptians behind them. And the Lord told Moses to tell them, be still. Remember that?
Yes.
And they had to and see the salvation of the Lord. And so the Lord opened the sea. He let the water come and parted the sea and gave them dry land where they could walk on. And they did. And when they got to the other side, the Egyptians thought they could do the same thing. And they went walking on that dry land. But then the Lord closed the water upon them and they were destroyed. Now, do you think that God's power stopped back then? It didn't. Because they faced something similar to that later on the Jordan. But not only that, over the centuries, during Bible time and after Bible time, God has worked miracle after miracle. He's worked, showed his mighty power. And today, he wants to show his mighty power. He wants people that will live for him. And he can work through those people and show that he's still the same. We have a song in our songbook that says he's just the same today. Hopefully, we'll be able to share that song. But we want to move on. We want to recognize that God, Jesus, the Son of God, is unchangeable. His power and greatness is limited. But we don't have to just say, well, Jesus do this and God do this. They're one. So we have an unchangeable God. Let's go to Hebrews 6 and 18. You know, I'm so thankful that he is unchangeable. Because I can have hope in this 2025 for the God of heaven to work just like he did back in the time of the Bible. I have faith in him. And we can have faith and confidence in him. He hasn't lost an ounce of his power, not one ounce. And we can trust him for anything that we have need of. Maybe some of us may have needs in one area and some may have needs in another, but he's fully able to work out all our needs, whatever they are.
Amen.
So, but he wants us to have faith in him. There's a scripture that says, have faith in God. Know that he is able. Know that he's willing to do. One scripture said he can do abundantly above all that we ask or think. Do you know what that scripture is? Because I don't have it down. according to the power that worketh in us. Hebrews 6 and 18.
That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
God doesn't lie. We can have strong consolation that by these two things, we can stand on it. We can stand on the word. We can stand on his spirit that tells us that he will and is able to do abundantly above all that we ask to think. Can somebody find that scripture? Because I didn't write it down, but we want to read that scripture and realize that God can do anything. He doesn't lie. He is the same. He doesn't change. Oh, I thank God for being an unchangeable God. You know, we can't always depend on people. Sometimes you ask and tell them, they say they're going to do something, and look up, they're doing something different. But that doesn't work with God. Amen. When he says that he's going to do it, he does it. Well, if we can, we can move on.
Okay, now it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask, according to his power which worketh in us.
Okay, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think, yes. So that's the kind of God we're depending on. And I'm so thankful that we're not left here. I think a lot of times, you know, what would life be like if we didn't have God to depend on? We're just groping, just trying to find our way in this world. But we have an unchangeable God that we can depend on. We can call on him. You see, we not only have this God that we can depend on, but we can call on him through prayer. If we have a problem, we can ask him, and he can work out our problems. It doesn't matter what your problems are. God is able to work out all your problems.
Amen.
All you got to do is ask him. We were talking in Sunday school about some of the things people might have, you know, when they want to come to the Lord, and they might have these problems. They need God's deliverance. All you got to do is ask him.
Amen.
He's there to help you. He's there to take those things away. Let's go to Hebrews 7 and 22 to 24.
Hebrews 7.
Mm-hmm. 22 to 24.
7 and 22. By so much was Jesus made a safety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood.
Talking about Jesus. He has an unchangeable priesthood. And guess what? He is forever. You know, the priest back in the day, there was a priest. He would have something that he would burn offerings for the people and all of this. But as time goes on, he died. That's because of death. He died. And then another priest would come. But Jesus, he's ever. He has an unchangeable priesthood. Death had no power over him. We know he died for our sin, but he arose. And he's living. He's a living Lord. And so we have need of him to help us. He's still today able to do it. There is no change to him. Let's go now to Matthew 7. We want to read from 7 to 11. Jesus did a lot of miracles while he was here. He healed the sick. He healed people of different diseases. He provided for those that need food. If you remember, he fed the 5,000 and the 3,000. And he was a comfort to those that needed help. If we remember how that Mary and Martha and Lazarus were his friends, and then Lazarus died, Mary and Martha were very grieved. And Jesus came and they said, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But at any rate, Jesus was right there to give them comfort. And God is right here to give us comfort today. When we have somebody die in our family, God is there to comfort our hearts. Sometimes we need comfort more than one time. Maybe when they first die, we need comfort. And then over a period of time, as things go on, we'll find ourselves needing his comfort. But we have it in God. So he's able to supply our needs. Maybe we might need food. He's able to supply that need. Whatever it is, a job, whatever it is, a car, house, whatever we need, he's there to supply our needs.
Matthew 7:7.
Yes.
But, ask and it shall be given you.
Yeah.
Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Of what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?
You see this? He said, ask, and it shall be given you. Lord, I don't have enough food. Will you supply my needs? Amen. Lord, I need money to pay a bill. Will you supply? He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. If you see you want Jesus in your heart, he's there. Hands wide open, saying, come unto me. He wants you to come to him. Whatever your needs are, he supplies our physical needs. He supplies our health needs. He supplies our temporal needs, and he supplies our spiritual needs. Whatever we need of God, he's there to give it to us. He's just the same today. Whatever he did back in the Bible time, he will do it and can do it even today. Let's go now to Matthew 11:28-30. So if you are not saved, if you have not given your heart to God, he will save you. When God saves you, it makes you have a beautiful life. Makes you happy. He takes all the guilt away, all the things that you have done that you didn't feel so good about. He takes it all away, and he makes peace in your heart.
You said Matthew what?
11:28-30.
Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Do you know, you might have a yoke like this. You have had somebody in your life that wasn't so nice to you. They don't care about you. That would be heavy, wouldn't it? But he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Those things become a weight on us. It makes you feel bad inside. And he wants you to come to him with those things. He said, and I will give you rest. Where you feel bad, where you feel down, where you feel rejected, come unto me. I will give you rest. There's a song that says that. Your sister Carla, do you know one verse of that song? Come unto me.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Come ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. I'm no longer pleading. Bring your every burden, bring your every care. Come unto me.
I will give you rest.
Take my yoke upon you.
Give me and be blessed.
I am meek and lowly.
Come, my yoke is easy, my burden's light. So you see, he said, come unto me. Anything, it doesn't matter. Maybe you need understanding about something. He says, he will open it up to you. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We have all of this. We have access to this unchangeable God. What a privilege we have. You know, a person that walks around in gloom and doom, they're not taking advantage of the privilege they have. They have a privilege. But we don't have to. We can be happy. We can be joyful. We can have, life can be wonderful for us.
Yes, amen.
The only way that it's not that is we're not taking advantage of this unchangeable God. Because when we do, he makes us happy. No matter what we go through, he's willing to do all that we need. Let's go to John 6, 37 to 40.
John 6 and 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeketh the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day.
You know something about this unchangeable God? He's everlasting. Everlasting. He's eternal. So when he gives us something, it's eternal. You know, he wants us to have everlasting life. You know, we might get some running to inherit some money, or we may have houses and lands and furniture, but we're going to have to leave all of that. But when we come to God, what he gives us in our heart will last eternal. And he said here that it is the will of God that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. That is the most important thing that we could ask God. We ask him for salvation. We ask him to forgive us for our sin. He will come into our heart, and he will give us everlasting life. So when we die, we will go to heaven with him. That's more important than any gift anybody can give you. Now let's move on to Matthew 5 and 6. So let's not be afraid to come to the Lord and to bring everything to Him, no matter what bothers you. If you're bothered about something, bring it to the Lord. Come unto Him. He wants to give you peace and rest.
Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed are the meek. Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
See? If we desire God, if we love God, we want to live for Him, He's going to fill us. This is the most important thing. Yes.
It's called the Beatitudes, huh?
Yes. Yes, it is. So he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You're not going to leave empty-handed. You ever been to somebody and asked them for something? And they say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. But Jesus said that he will, that all who come to him, he will in no wise cast out. He won't turn us away. If we need help, he will give us just what we need. Just call upon him. Just trust him. You know, it's just such a privilege to bring everything to God in prayer. There's a song that we sing, What a Privilege. But I'm not going to sing that, because I don't know if you know it. Do you? Yeah. All right. Let's go to Isaiah 55. No, sorry. John 7 and 37, 38.
John 7 and 37.
Mm-hmm.
John 7 and 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
So if any man thirsts, are you thirsty for the things of God? He said, come unto me and drink. And this is going to be living water. It's not like, you know, you drink a bottle of water in about an hour or so, you want more, right? But this thirst that you have for God, he fills it and you won't thirst again. It lasts years and years and on into eternity. I just appreciate the opportunity to trust in God, the opportunity to live for him. Think to him in prayer. Don't be shy. When you come to the Lord, you might be shy to ask people things, right? But you don't have to be shy to ask the Lord. Do you know? You don't have to worry. Maybe some things is too personal. You don't want to tell somebody. But you know, you can tell the Lord everything. It doesn't matter. And he hears it. And he undertakes. Think about last night. I was just not knowing what to do. And I just put something to the Lord, and he answered the prayer like that. And he answered it so well till I was in shock. God can do that. He can do it, and he wants to do it. Let's read now Matthew 8, 1 to 13. I want us to look at how some of the things that Jesus did while he was here, healing the sick and providing for them.
Matthew 8 and 1. 1 through what?
13.
1 through 13. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole, make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him.
Yes.
And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priests, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and go, and another come, and come, and to my servant do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
And then...
And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed the selfsame hour.
Now, we read here, these are two different occasions. The leper, they came to him and said, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. He said, I will be thou clean. You know what? There's nothing that we have that he can't heal. If he wills to heal, he can. He said, if thou will. If he wills to heal us, he is fully able to do that. And then he can not only... You know, one man in the Old Testament, he wanted the prophet. He thought the prophet was, he was a leper and he needed healing. So he thought the prophet was going to, like, put his hands on him and heal him. He told him to go wash in Jordan 7 times. He first didn't want to do that, but then he came up, he did it, and he came healed. But Jesus can heal us, and he can work on our problem. He can speak to it. Do you know he can speak to it? He can speak to our problem and make it whole. But he wants us to have faith. He said to this man, I have not found so great a faith, not in Israel. And then he said, go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. You know, if we believe, we ask, one song says, if you believe, there's neither trouble or sorrow the good Lord can't relieve. He is just the same today. All you have to do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. You know that song, Sister Carla? You know I was going to call on you so much, huh? I'm sorry.
Trouble or care, the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he's just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. Then you'll receive.
Thank the Lord. So believe. If we believe, God can work whatever we need. Now let's go to Matthew, the 9th chapter. And read 20 to 22. We're going to look at another case that the Lord healed. So
Matthew 9 and 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour.
So you see how God healed the woman? How many years? 12 years. That probably, and if we read another part of it, I think maybe in one of the other gospels, it said she had gone to doctors. She had spent all her she had to be healed. Now, God is able to heal soul, body, mind, spirit. He's able to heal us. No matter what our condition or what our problem is, there's nothing too hard for God. Let's go to Luke 9 and read 1 and 2. But he cares for us, not just our physical body, but everything that we have, he cares.
Yes, amen. Luke what?
9, 1 and 2.
Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
So see, he did that. So Jesus did it. Then he gave his disciples commandment to do it and gave them power. And he gives us the same power today. Now I want you to read James 5:13 and 15, because today he gives us the same authority.
James, what? 5, what?
And verse 13, 14, 15.
If any among you afflicted, let him pray. If any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
So today we have this promise right here that if we're sick, we can call for the elders of the church and they will pray with us. You see this little bottle of oil here? Anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. I want us to read now 1 Peter 5:7-8. So let's come to the Lord. Let's let him deal with our problems. When we have things that's too hard for us, it's not too hard for him.
Amen.
1 Peter 5:7-8.
Mm-hmm.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Read 9.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Okay, so what did it say? Just cast one care on him? Or some of your care? All of them, no matter what they are. I want us to look at the promises that God gives us. One of the promises, Isaiah 41:10. He gives us promises that we can get a hold to and know that he will be there with us. He promised to be with us. He doesn't forsake us.
Isaiah 41:10. And 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
See here? Don't fear. Looks like things is going upside down and backwards. Don't fear, because he said, I will be with you. Let's go over to 43 of Isaiah. and read 1-7. Don't be afraid of the thing. One song said, be not afraid. There's a song that says, be not afraid to die. But then there's a scripture, I think, but I can't get it to right now. But we don't need to be afraid of the things that's coming our way. All we need to do is to trust in the living God. Trust in the unchangeable God.
But now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for my ransom, for thy ransom, Ethiopia, and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him.
You see, if you live for God, if you ask him into your heart, if you give your heart to God, you belong to him. And when you belong to him, he takes care of his own. Some people are not good at taking care of their own, but God takes care of his. And I want to share just a little bit. You all, some of you know it, but I like to go to Honduras, and I've been there doing missionary work several times. I think in 1 year I did like maybe 5 times, something like that. But anyway, this first time, one time I went, we went to Restaven, from Roatan to Restaven. Roatan is the island, Restaven is on the mainland. Well, we took a ferry. In the morning, the ferry was fine. There was not a problem. But this scripture right here is the scripture that I claim. So I said to the Lord, you said you will go with me through the water. What does it say? I will go with you.
When I pass it through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee.
Okay, that's good. So, but that on our return trip, we missed the morning ferry, and we had to take an afternoon ferry. And the afternoon ferries are usually not smooth. This particular one, they said, you know, people told me, you know, it's choppy, it's not smooth. And as the ferry left the dock, I thought, oh, this is not so bad. That's what I thought, right? But no sooner it got into those waters, it was very choppy. Mind you, this is my first experience. So I had to hold on because what would happen, this is why I think somebody doesn't want to go to Honduras. I told this. But the ferry would go up and it would come down and hit the water like that. You could hear it when it hit the water. Then it would go up and it would come down and hit the water. And so I held on here and I held on there and I said, Lord, you said you will go with us through the water. The Lord blessed me. People got throwing up, headaches. I don't know what all kind of stuff happened. But the Lord did not let me get sick. He did not let me get afraid. He did not let me get, he kept me with the calmness. And the reason I'm saying this, I want you to see that we can apply these scriptures today. We can stand on them today. And so I left. And we were all, everybody, the young people wanted to go up the top deck. And so they, when we got in the truck, the church van, truck or whatever we were in, I think it was the van, I said, I would like to go back to reinstatement. And they thought, and Sister Clay wants to go back. They could not figure that one out. But I couldn't. I just, it was the confidence. We can have confidence in God. When he tells us something, he means it, and he will do it. He will stand on it. If we stand on his word, he will take care of all our needs. And so now I want to close by reading this song here. It's number 307. He is just the same today. I'll read part of it. I won't read it all because the interest of time. We want to know that the God of heaven, God Almighty, the God that parted the sea, the Red Sea, is the same God today. And he can work for us if we will only believe. It says, have you ever heard of Jesus, how he came from heaven to earth with the name of mighty virtue through a very humble birth? When the world was held in bondage under Satan's dismal sway, Jesus healed their dread diseases. He is just the same today. And then we go down, it said, third verse says, is it true that every sickness may be laid at Jesus' feet? All my trouble, care, and sorrow, and I rest in joy complete. Yes, my brother, every sadness, if by faith to him you pray, he'll remove with tender mercy, for he's just the same today.